Welcome to Prayer 101 with Pastor Paulette Bourne. How to align your thoughts in prayer. Prayer can be described as asking God to align you with His will rather than asking Him to be aligned with yours. Prayer is the act by which the will of the Father and the will of the prayer are brought into correspondence with each other. The object of prayer is not to change the will of God, but to secure for yourself and others blessing that God has already made available. The purpose of prayer is to align yourself with the Father's will. Your prayer should never sound like you are making a negotiation deal with God, but rather that you're aligning to His will. In Proverbs chapter 16, verses 3, in the Amplified Version, roll your works upon the Lord. Commit and trust them wholly to Him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to His will, and so shall your plans be established and succeed. When you give God your thoughts, when you commit and trust them to Him, He will cause the thoughts to become agreeable to His will. It's an act of surrendering your will for the will of God. Our thoughts and action must be in line with God's will. You cannot think one way and act another way either. There must be a balance and alignment of His will with your thoughts. Otherwise, change does not happen. The result of being out of alignment will be confusion and frustration. And that's when your prayers are all over the place. God's word does not produce confusion. It produces peace. Four ways to align your thoughts with God's will. Number one, you need a working knowledge of His word. You must read, meditate, and study the Word of God in order for you to be in line with His will, because His will is His Word. Head knowledge is good, but you must also put into practice what the Word of God tells you to do. Number two, you must practice to pray without ceasing and be thankful in everything. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 17 and 18. Having a grateful heart will remind you how blessed you are. Praying will keep you in an active connection with your heavenly Father. Number three, we have to commit our daily life and all that we do to God. When we commit the things that we do and say to the Lord, we will find peace and joy. And that is the ultimate aim in prayer. When we are praying, we want to be able to get in alignment with the will of God. And when we are in His will, it will produce peace. The fourth thing, make God first. Make Him a priority in your thought life. Make it an habit that when you open your eyes in the morning, have your prayer time, your quiet time, or what I like to call breakfast with Jesus, and give all of your worries, all of your cares to God and ask Him to help you to align your thoughts with His will. God's ways are not our ways, neither are His thoughts our thoughts, but we want to make sure that we are praying in alignment to the will of God.